You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by special guest Mia Moore.
Woo!
Hey, guys. You can't see me. I did a somersault.
She did. It was impressive.
I can confirm.
Yeah, we got Mia on the podcast because she's funny, but also
mostly
a gymnast.
Because she can do somersaults.
Yeah.
None of us can.
No, it's a skill we are dreadfully lacking in.
I can actually do a flip, but not a somersault.
All right, the episode hasn't started yet. Everyone fucking cool your jets, because this is a podcast where we ask the important questions, like, which would be the worst day to get groundhog date into?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day'd into. Groundhog. Okay.
You're stuck in one day.
Did.
What's the worst?
All right.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Mia. The reason we've picked this topic is because you're working on a time loop film. And by working on, I mean wrote and are currently running a campaign to get donations to physically make happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're shooting the film this June, and we're running an Indiegogo campaign right now that ends at the beginning of April, so go check that out. You know, we need all the money that we can get, but, I mean, we're doing fine. We're going to make it, but also please help us. Please, God. Help us.
There'll be some show notes, like links to that in the show notes, but if I can't be fucked
Absolutely.
Looking at that, if I was to, I don't know, Google...
You can Google Indiegogo again, that's the name of the film, again, film. Or Indiegogo, again, movie. And it will come up. I looked it up today.
Hell yeah. Or you can head to www.twitter.com
At stop tweeting me on Twitter.
You can type all that in, and then you click on the pinned tweet. Then you don't need to worry about show notes. Yeah. Fuck the show notes.
How good are we at plugs, guy? I just think we're great.
Yeah, just,
we're the best
just
at
skip
plugs.
The podcast and follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. Stop listening right now. This
anyway,
is as good as it's going
to
get.
I think the worst day to get Groundhog Day into would be July 20, 1969, the day of the moon landing. First off, the attention, not on me. I want none of it. Secondly, I got to watch the moon landing on a boring TV the size of like
TV.
My fist. And it's all in black and white or maybe color. Depends how poor I am. Probably very.
You can spend the day trying to. All right, we're all very excited to launch straight into this.
This is so important. I had not considered that you could be in a time where you were not alive. Yeah. Who are you in this situation, Samus?
Well, I guess I'm me, because Dusha did ask
leap?
What was
can
the worst day
else?
You could be Groundhog Day into.
Okay, so you wake up tomorrow and it's July 16th, 1969 or whatever.
Yeah, July 20th, 1969. I guess just for like my own sanity, maybe I can I be in America? And also maybe near the moon launch, because if I'm in Groundhog Day, at least I can make this very boring day of humanity very interesting for me.
It's also, I mean, because if you're in Australia, knowing the moon launch was happening, but you could do nothing about it would be the most infuriating thing in the world.
Yeah.
Being like, I could do anything, but I can't stop that.
Are you saying then that you are in this case an astronaut on the moon landing?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay,
I would be me.
That would be funny. Like, you never see the reactions, but you could get a rise out of a lot of people by being that guy.
I know, getting the chance to say to first man on the moon, you get to, what would be your, this is one giant step for man, one big leap for mankind.
Guess what, motherfuckers? Yeah. I'm about to fuck the moon. That's my once more step speech.
Yeah, it'd be look NASA's at me, like... dickheads, and look at all these big stumps that I'm doing. And then I just start stomping around the moon.
Yeah.
I'd plant the flag upside down if I could get the chance.
At what point do they cut off the video feed to the moon landing because you're being too much of a rascal?
Astronaut Samus got rascal mode. Cut the feed! Cut the feed!
Yeah. Because if I was stuck in Australia, I think it'd be a very, very boring day and a very, very annoying day to get stuck into, because I can't, you're right, can't do stuff. If I'm stuck in like a Groundhog Day situation, I want to do it all. And if there is a chance that I can go to the moon and I'm in Australia, there is no chance. That's so frustrating. But if I can get to America and get down there, I reckon I could, after enough tries.
Yeah. How long does it take to get to the moon, though? Hmm? How far away? How long does it take? Does it take a day?
Is it Groundhog Day rules?
Say, Zaman, if you wake up on the day, you're not going to be able to get on the moon landing.
You can't get. Well, you might be. You could maybe.
I'm pretty sure
after
it was like a 3 week trip at least, and I'm still talking out my ass. But it was
you could get to space, I guess. That's pretty cool. But you can never get to the moon, and that's almost so much worse. You get a taste of it, but you never get to go. But it's not the day of the moon.
8 hours. Three, sorry, eight. Well, no, I read, I read days as hours. Yeah, no, 8 days. 8 days.
So all you need to do is you set your Groundhog Day to 9 days before the moon landing, and then you get like a lot of coffee.
Okay. How much methamphetamine can I bring on the Apollo 11?
Okay, so the idea is that this is important to clarify. If you go to sleep, the day ends, but if you stay awake, it doesn't.
Well, that's Groundhog Day rules.
Yes.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day does rule.
Yeah, we should probably establish Groundhog Day rules. Yeah, okay, if you go to sleep, if you die, if you are otherwise like incapacitated or knocked out or whatever, then you,
Okay, so apparently a person can live without sleep for 264 hours. Okay.
That's a while.
That is. Is it 8 days, though?
How many days is 264 hours?
Jackson, how many hours do you think are in a day?
11 days.
Okay. 11 days.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So you can make it to the moon and halfway back.
You are going to be strung out on the moon, dude.
It's exciting that maybe going to the moon is what breaks a loop for you.
Then
you wake up and you're still in space.
Oh. Imagine
or
watching...
maybe not trying to go to the moon is what breaks the loop, but he never doesn't try. And so he loops for 10 years and then finally is like, whatever, I don't care. And then he wakes up the next day outside the loop like, God. Oh, God, that was
I just can't...
outside the loop with the news program being like, oh, the moon landing went real great yesterday.
Some guy in the 1960s.
I just got some imagining being Buzz Aldrin next to you as you're strung out on methamphetamine, being like, I don't know if I trust this guy to land the moon lander, to be honest.
I'm going to do it quick.
Full force down.
This is the worst day to be stuck in a time loop, because this sounds fun, actually.
Well, I think every day is a little bit, can become probably the best day no matter what you do, right? Because you're just doing it over and over and over and over again.
You can make it good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if it was like as we are today, where we are today, I think the moon landing, if I wasn't in America, I think that would kill me. That would be because the most infuriating day possible.
Because you want to, because you can see the moon landing. Well, not the moon landing. Mm. But you can see the rocket taking off.
Yeah.
Every day you watch that on the TV, and you're like, if I was there, I could do something.
Yeah. I could stop that launch.
Make it blow up or whatever. I could kill those astronauts. That's what I'm thinking.
I could take their place. I could wear Buzz Aldrin with a skin suit. Something.
So if you are in Australia, then you would wake up 5 hours after. It takes off, or like it takes off 5 hours after you go to sleep.
Okay, how long to the U.S. from Mount? Wait, where do they fly from? Florida?
Cape Canaveral.
It's Houston. Houston, we have a problem.
That's where the...
Houston, Florida. That's right.
Yeah. Is it Houston, or is that a guy's name?
Houston? No, it's...
No, because that'd be where they had the... It's not called a flight center.
Cape Canaveral. Isn't it Cape Canaveral?
Is that in Florida?
Mia,
Jackson,
American.
You're thinking of SpaceX.
Oh shit! Damn it! Where'd they launch the moon rocket from?
Cape Kennedy.
Cape Kennedy.
Mm.
Okay.
Where's Cape Kennedy? Hang on.
You're not going to be able to find that out in 1960, whatever. Anyway,
how much prep time do I get?
You have infinite amount of time. What do you mean?
Yeah, like how much, you know, like prep time do I get before I get Groundhog Day'd?
None. You wake up tomorrow and you're in the day where your Groundhog Day starts.
Surely a couple phone calls over the course of several weeks of the same day I could figure it out.
Who do you call? Who do you call? 1960, when was the moon landing? 1969. Who are you getting on the blower? What?
Well, I watched the moon landing. I'm going to at least pay attention. Because surely they'll say launching from Cape Kennedy in Florida, and I'll be like, yep. A clue?
That is a clue. Right.
There's not the internet, but you do have like libraries. You guys have those in Australia, right?
Yeah
we got libraries. Oh, yeah.
You could go ask somebody who knows about space.
Hey, I know that we went to space today, but where did we go from?
How do I get there? I know it's done, so I can't do it, but where do I go?
Okay. So the flight time from Melbourne, Australia to Florida, 19 hours, 51 minutes.
And that's without stopovers.
I'm getting some hurdles.
Yeah, but if you're on methamphetamines, whatever.
Also, hey. 19 hours and 51 minutes in 2023.
Yeah.
1960s planes, I'm guessing, were not as fast.
True.
Absolutely.
I was about to say, hang on, Australia, where are we, earlier or later?
Well... Wait, we're later. We're the, like, the second latest time.
You guys
on
are
Earth.
Like 18 hours after me.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm right now, it's my Monday.
Yeah.
So,
where it's like late Tuesday. It's late Tuesday afternoon here.
So, yeah, in theory, crazy. I could be Groundhog Daying the day after they leave.
By picking the moon landing, you missed the moon landing.
Because you messed up the time zone.
Also, I think I said the day of the moon landing, which is 8 days after they left.
Yeah. You get to watch them land every single day. This is the worst one.
That's not even the exciting part.
You could go mess with the control center.
Yeah,
you
could bust
in and give them funny directions to be like, oh, do the funky chicken dance. Oh, yeah, do it. You have to.
I thought you were going to say funny directions for the rocket. Go up. No. Don't go down.
Okay. So if anyone's seen the beautiful Australian film called The Dish, where they talk about it's like an observatory in parks, and it played a very big integral role of making sure that the moon landing was like televised and everyone could. So that... I reckon I could get to and ruin.
Oh, yeah, so nobody gets to see.
Yeah.
And then if nobody saw it, did it really happen?
I don't know.
God, Martin, Stanley Kubrick faked this for nothing.
Yeah.
I almost said Martin Scorsese faked the moon landing. That's not right.
And so I reckon, with that there, I could ease, because I don't know if there's going to be that much security at Parkes Observatory in 1969.
And you've got an infinite amount of time to figure it out. So you can break in there and make sure nobody ever sees the moon landing happen. Mm. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You do that after, say, you know, let's say 100 years of your time.
Mm.
But then you wake up the next day and, you know, it gets displayed.
I found another hurdle, though. Parkes is about 8 hours away from Melbourne.
Okay.
Every day I got to do a big drive.
Hey, you're arguing your case pretty good. So even if you want to fuck with the moon landing, it's annoying. It's bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
But,
yeah, that's a pretty bad day.
Yeah.
But because, like, you'd get sick of the moon landing. But it's hard to argue that the moon landing is a significant moment in history. And maybe learning lots about it when the time loop's broken, you'll be able to, you know, maybe have more knowledge, maybe live a better life. Which is not the case for the worst day to be Groundhog Day, in my opinion, which was April 11, 1954, which statistically is the most boring day in human history.
What? This is a crazy question, I know, but what happened on that day?
Nothing.
Under what metrics?
So a Turkish engineer was born, an athlete Jack Shuffle Botham of England died, no other well-known person was born or died that day.
You could save Jack Shuffle's life.
Yeah, you could go Botham. You could go see the Turkish engineer, baby.
The most uneventful day. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So no major events from the stock market, sporting events, or NASA. No major movies were even released this day.
One day you figure out how to see this Turkish engineer be born, and then another day you see John Shuffle or whatever it was die. You've exhausted everything available to you on that
day.
See,
I don't know. I think this is actually probably one of the more better days, because what you've got before you, JD, is a blank slate.
Yeah,
you can do anything.
Oh, I will be the news that day.
Anything that you do is memorable. It won't go down in history, but it will be like known for that period of time where you're alive.
But then you need to stay up an extra day so that you can actually see the results of that in the paper the next day or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm actually also, by doing a bit of research about this, insulted because there's another day that is the second most boring day in history, which was weirdly also in April, April 18, 1930, where the BBC in England for the evening news started and said, like, ladies and gentlemen, there is no news, and then just played music for 15 minutes.
That's awesome.
Nothing happened.
You can change that, though.
The reason I'm offended, though, is because it's quite clearly trying to imply April's the most boring month. Yeah. And in fact, I was born between the 11th of April and the 18th of April.
Well,
I guess I spiced it up in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Loathsome podcaster born April 13 makes this date very eventful.
What would you do? You've got a complete blank slate.
I think I would, at first, obviously just do whatever and be ridiculous. But then also I would try and see how, the most minor thing I could do to make the news that day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you reckon, just rear-ending someone in my 1954 car?
Yeah, that would make the news.
I don't know how I'm getting a car in 1954.
I think it'd have to be either heroic or tragic.
Yeah, that's true.
So you could set up like a Rube Goldberg machine type thing where you become like the hero.
Oh yeah,
and push a dog or a baby out of the way of a bus.
You could.
There'll be a lot of days where you don't. That will also make the news.
Does it count?
I also think that you guys are doing a very smart thing of putting yourself in a time before the internet. Because if the internet exists and you have internet access, then you can watch a lot of movies, a lot of videos. You can read limitless books and PDFs. You
watch
all
of YouTube.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things. And that's the thing. A lot of these time loop movies take place in a place where you don't have the internet, either because of time or just you're in Palm Springs or whatever.
I was going to say, how do they get around it in Palm Springs? Because that's set in the now. They just don't mention it.
No signal, right?
They're stuck in Palm Springs, and he has to go to a wedding with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess no signal's the easiest way to ride around it. Phone's fucked. Oh, wait, no, I think his phone is broken, isn't it? I don't know.
I've
seen that movie once, Andy Samberg.
Right. Had a good time with it.
I like that movie.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad all my friends like a movie. It's awesome.
I'm thinking, okay, if you wanted, because again, it's when you what basically breaks the curse of groundhogging?
Yeah. You got to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the film, you know, in Palm Springs, it's they literally just blow themselves up in the right place at the right time and they get to break out, you know. In Groundhog Day, it's just he manipulates people good enough. He's enough of a slimy little freak that he just breaks out randomly.
You got to try both.
Pull
yourself up, go slime ball mode.
Oh, yeah.
See which works. What would you be trying?
Another question about this, What are you doing in a Groundhog Day? You specifically. I feel like I would immediately start trying to improve my life and give up on that after 2 years of learning skills and then become a piece of shit. I think I'd start with the ending of Groundhog Day and then become him at the beginning of Groundhog Day.
Yeah, you work backwards.
Two years is a long time to try and improve yourself. Maybe a week. Yeah.
Listen, I want to ride a horse. I want to learn a second language. I want to read 1,000 books and learn how to play the piano. After I do all those things, then I'll be a piece of shit.
Yeah. Then we're up to physically assaulting strangers.
Day two, eat a guy.
Eat a guy? Day two.
No consequences in the Groundhog Day, baby.
I hope eating a person is what breaks your curse.
Oh, no. Wake up the next day, I might eat that guy again. Step outside, police.
Oh, no.
This didn't happen yesterday, did it? What, sir? Oh, no.
Open fire.
Wow, I ate him so bad, they just killed me. Far out. That's intense.
That's an awesome quote. I ate him so bad, they just killed me.
Screw due process.
Yeah. Well, I guess, With a Groundhog Day, it is hard to improve yourself, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you can improve yourself internally.
Yeah. And you learn
you skills. Your mind,
yeah,
right?
You're not going to get swole or anything like that. Like, you're not going to increase your
cardiovascular
runtime or anything like that.
Does it work the other way, though? Like, can you not make yourself worse physically? Like, if I decide.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to do the carton of cigarettes challenge.
Yep. You can do that. You'll be fine.
That's my favorite internet challenge, man. Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey. This is the carton of cigarettes challenge.
That is my favorite part of every Time Loop movie is when they hit the montage with, like, gleeful music of him, like, throwing himself in the bathtub with a toaster. Or, brutal things to himself, like, oh, here we go. And there's like a song about pennies from heaven.
Oh, yeah. Going, like, just, you know,
best part
at yourself with a ball peen hammer. I mean, that's gonna happen at some point.
Being like, how many rocks can I eat before it kills me? Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat rocks today.
Depends on the size of the rock, I think.
Can I perfectly jump over a car going at me at about 80 miles an hour?
That's such a funny...
Can I smoke every cigarette in a carton? A carton of cigarettes is like 10 packets, sometimes 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's anywhere between 200 to 400 cigarettes in a day?
Yeah. Oh. Now, what's your strat? Are you doing one after the other, or are you doing like three at a time?
I think I'm going to have to chain smoke the whole day, but I reckon I'm going to have to bump those numbers up to having two or three cigarettes lit at the same time.
Yeah. Going three cigarette mode, having them all
sticking
out.
What does that do to a person?
This is so scary for me because I've never smoked a cigarette before. So if I tried to smoke a carton of cigarettes,
your body's gone.
Okay.
My head would be six times larger than it is, and I would get psychic powers.
Maybe that.
Wait, whatever you do, kids, don't do the carton of cigarette challenge. You may get superpowers.
Oh my God! Do you remember Stop Tweeting Mia from Twitter?
Yeah,
she smoked so many cigarettes. She turned into MODOK.
Oh my God, I recreated MODOK. I was thinking about Big Head Sheen from Jimmy Neutron, but yeah, that's also MODOK. Remember when Sheen from Jimmy Neutron got smart and his head got really big and he started floating around in a chair just like MODOK?
Yeah.
Essentially. Okay.
I guess that's just what happens when your head gets real big.
Yeah, you gotta float around. Except I feel like if my head got real big, it would just get real heavy, and it would just be like on the ground.
Well,
and
that's why MODOK has a little hover chair.
Yeah, that's true.
Because his head got too heavy.
See, I think that Jackson, if you had a big head, you'd have the hover chair, but you'd be using it like a pillow, so you'd be walking your hover chair
with my head face down on the chair, bumping into shit.
It's heavy.
Or my head would be back, and I'd be looking at the ceiling, walking forward. That's awesome.
Or maybe putting your head in a pram and walking it.
No, I just want my head on the ground and dragging between my legs. Getting bald on the patch that's rubbing against the concrete. And everybody, kids will be like, Daddy, what happened to that man? Mm. And he'll say, he smoked too many cigarettes.
Don't smoke, kids.
That'll happen to you. Guaranteed.
Well, I guess, JD, with your most boring day, like, because it is, there's nothing really happening. There's no distractions. Mm. So in theory, if you were doing the 2 years/2 days of bettering yourself.
No, I'm doing the carton of cigarettes challenge. I have no, zero interest in trying.
He's not going to better himself. Yeah.
He's just smoking cigarettes.
I mean, cigarettes, the carton of cigarettes challenge it might better you. You might get psychic powers and a big head.
But then it won't last. You'll have to do that every day to use your psychic powers.
Oh, no. I'm not going to get better at smoking cigarettes. However I roll into the Groundhog Day is how I stay.
Yeah, exactly. So you could wreck your body.
Yeah,
cool. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah. But thing is, like, you will eventually achieve your cigarette challenge at some point.
Yeah. Will I know? Because
there is nothing happening that day. There is no distractions. It's actually kind of good if you want to do anything like
cigarettes
this.
How many
cigarettes would you have to smoke? Did you just say there's like 10 packs in a carton and each one has like 12 cigarettes in
anywhere,
them?
Anywhere.
120 cigarettes?
The smallest carton of cigarettes is 200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's baby stuff, dude.
God. Okay, great.
So, I mean, that's 10 cigarettes an hour if I'm only sleeping for 4 hours.
10 cigarettes an hour is easy, dude.
Over 20 hours.
You could do it.
Oh, what would that like?
Again, if you can stay up for 2 days straight, then you could smoke slower.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so 10 cigarettes
and sprinkle some methamphetamines into the mix. Yeah.
So 10 cigarettes an hour, that's more than a cigarette every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, so it's
but like you can push through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Push through the discomfort because you know when you go to sleep you'll be fine in the morning.
Yeah. you will achieve that goal at some point.
Smoke
and all
a
I'm saying is that maybe the world's most boringest day, or history's most boringest day, is actually a kind of a good day for this because there is no distractions.
Nothing
There's
else.
No
yeah,
shenanigans
nothing
to get up
on.
To. There's nothing else that you can do that day. So you can dedicate that whole 24 hours or 48 or 264, depending, to really ruining yourself.
It's awesome to imagine you coming out of that time loop and explaining it to us. And we're like, what did you do, dude? How did you while away the hours?
Wow. So are you familiar with the carton of cigarettes challenge that I invented?
I am not.
So, dude, wait a couple of like 40 to 50 years for the internet to come around because it's 1954.
Oh, and, yeah, I forgot you were.
Oh, wait, fuck. What do cigarettes look like in 1954?
Dude, they'll probably be unfiltered. They'll be way more intense.
Yeah, the cartons might be bigger.
Oh, you're just doing this for health reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Oh!
Yeah? Less in a carton?
A frank statement to cigarette smokers, which is a famous tobacco, like, thing, that's the first evidence that cigarettes will kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets published in 1954, so people might try and stop me.
No, I mean, depends on where you're doing it. Are you doing it publicly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try and smoke it in the same room as that.
He's trying to get a news program to follow him around all day while he smokes a carton of cigarettes. I'm doing this for my health.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you smoke 200 cigarettes in a day, you know, if this is the day where the BBC was like, no news today, that would get in the news.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No news today. Oh, wait, one bit of news. A man smoked 200 cigarettes. That's awesome, dude.
And that's when that's what causes the loop to break.
Yeah.
make news.
You make the news by doing that, and you're like, oh no. Next morning, absolutely feeling like rat shit.
Do you think if you spent 50 years, say, smoking 200 cigarettes every day, even though physiologically you were not getting addicted, when you came out of the time loop, would your body still require 200 cigarettes
a
day?
Well, because the addiction
it
is
be
your brain.
Chemical.
The physical aspects don't matter, but the psychological, if you are like,
that's scary,
very
dude.
Much in your mind, like, I want to smoke 200 cigarettes again.
So, yeah.
When you try to quit, they're like, so what's your average? How many a day?
200.
And they're like,
what?
I'm sorry.
not a week. Yeah, no, I heard.
In one day, a minute. Ten a minute. 10 a minute. You've gotten really good at it.
Well, yeah, no, I needed to up my numbers so I could sleep.
Just the idea
Here's
of
the
just
thing,
like
though.
Inhaling like a whole cigarette and just one inhale. Just like...
I do think that if you ever made it back here, though, and you told everyone, like, yeah, I smoked 200 cigarettes in a day, they would say, prove it, do it again. Like, there's no way they would let you off just saying that you could do it. They wouldn't believe you.
We'd have to see it.
Or they would believe you, but they would also make you do it because that's very funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you be addicted though? Like, because if you said, yeah, you did 200, that's a lot of nicotine. Maybe dead. How much nicotine poisoning will fuck you up?
Well, it doesn't matter if I die. I can just attempt it again.
I know that. Yeah. But I'm like, because it's nicotine will form those habits, and it's kind of like you don't smoke one cigarette and then it's suddenly like, yes, addiction, right?
Yeah.
No,
but if you're smoking 200 for 50 years every day,
but you get used to it. I mean, you're getting used
but
to that
you?
Feeling, but the next day they go. The next day it's gone. The next day, the nicotine
you're,
is out
you,
of your system.
You're fresh. You're never getting addicted to cigarettes.
I reckon I am.
But you might be addicted to the action.
You just get an oral fixation.
Yeah.
Just have a toothpick.
Would you come visit me and watch me smoke 200 cigarettes in a day?
No. I would love to watch you smoke 200 cigarettes, dude.
Yeah.
Do I have to be in the same room? I'd
blow a little whistle when the
I'll be in a little glass box.
Happens.
Yes. I'll be in a little glass box if that makes you feel better.
A little glass box?
Yeah.
So you're hotboxing yourself in cigarette smoke.
Yeah, I got to get it all in.
No, there's a fan system. He's built a whole system so that he can smoke the cigarette.
That goes out into a cigarette that I'm smoking. I'm smoking you as you smoke 200 cigarettes.
You just have a hose that you're just sucking all the
That's good secondhand smoke and sweat from my friend Dusha. Yuck.
I'm addicted to smoking my friend now.
It's nice seeing my good friends get instant cancer. That's good.
I have one inhale of the Dusha box and my other nut gets cancer. I feel it go down my body. Oh.
Well.
Good.
So yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah, you guys want to hear mine?
Yes,
yeah.
I would love to.
All right, because we're talking about alternate universes where we're apparently in the 1950s and 60s.
Absolutely.
My worst day to be stuck in a groundhog loop is my son's 8th birthday on May 18th, 2007, the release of Shrek 3.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is your son's birthday?
There's an 8-year-old boy who desperately wants to see the sequel to his favorite movie ever. We go see it. And he hates it every time. He's so sad.
Oh, no. Do you reckon you could convince your son to love Shrek 3?
I mean, that's the thing. I think if you say, we can't go to Shrek 3, you're not going to like it, he's not going to believe you. He's an 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
But if you take him to the movie, right, you'd have to convince him to like it.
Or you just convince him, like, it's dangerous or something. Shrek, if you see Shrek 3, Shrek will come out of the movie and get you. So we can't see Shrek 3.
I have to create a situation where it's unsafe for us to go out in public, you're saying?
I think you could... It's going to suck. It's going to suck. Because you're going to have to watch Shrek 3 a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you're right. There is no way in hell that you're like, we're not watching Shrek 3. If we go to the movies...
Crush a car, sorted.
Yeah. A lot of crushing the cars, but then unfortunately you're waking up and now it's Shrek 3 again.
Sorry, my sweet darling boy, son. Mommy's crashed her car bad, so we can't go to Shrek 3. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow.
Nice. Now I got to do that every day for a
while. Yeah, you'd rather crash a car than watch Shrek 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds painful.
And also, it's like, and no matter what you do, it's just like they're going to be, if you don't go to see Shrek 3, you're going to disappoint your son. And I don't want to do that to an 8-year-old, you know.
Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Shut up, 8-year-old.
It's not your dear, but it's your son, JD. It's your son, you know.
It's a little JD Jr. Yeah.
Seeing a movie in the cinema that you don't like is a formative experience, and frankly, I'm happy that my son hates Shrek 3. Welcome to the grown-up world, kids. Some movies suck shit.
You gotta talk Shrek 3 up heaps so that when he does see it, he's so disappointed.
Yeah.
It's the best movie ever made.
Eventually, you would know Shrek 3 inside and out. You would know every single moment of that entire movie. You would be able to recite it.
Yeah.
I was thinking that you could fix it. You could be like, all right,
you could child. Fix it.
Well, you could be like, child of mine. We didn't name our kid. Mm. Child of mine.
Unnamed child.
Unnamed child.
The child's name is Shrek.
Little Shrek. We must have loved Shrek so much, and then Shrek 3
Wait,
so bad.
No, because Shrek, if Shrek's
turning
8...
No, shut up, JD. Don't do the math.
No, we named Shrek before Shrek came out.
Yeah, we loved the book Shrek, and then we saw the film with the baby, and it was great.
Yeah, it's a very traditional name. It's fine.
We're not saying from what tradition, but it is traditional.
Shrek 3 8-year-old boy is named after the fucked up book that the movie's based on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how excited we were that we're going to see a film made out of our favorite book?
Starring our favorite Saturday Night Live cast member Chris Farley.
Does this take place in an alternate universe where Chris Farley was Shrek?
No, it takes place in an alternate universe.
Wait, I was about to say, that sounds good, actually, if it's Shrek 3, but Chris Farley.
Well, no, Chris Farley was originally the first Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this takes place in an alternate universe where we knew that. And we were excited, and then we were bummed out.
Because it was Mike Myers, who we hate?
No, we like.
This is our second favorite.
Okay, fair enough.
Thought that we were like,
we liked living in a van down by the river is a favorite sketch of ours.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We're also quite fond of Wayne's World.
This is good background information to have.
Blues Brothers was pretty good, but it wasn't as good as Wayne's
World. Did Shrek
World.
Like Blues Brothers?
I am now just imagining every Mike Myers movie if it was Chris Farley. And honestly, Cat in the Hat, Austin Powers would both slap so
Cat
hard.
Cat in the Hat, Chris Farley would be awesome.
Cat in the Hat, Chris Farley.
What about the Love Guru?
I don't know. I married an axe murderer. I don't know if Chris Farley could pull that off.
Yeah, that's Mike Myers. That's his.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about as the guy working at a record company that says, no one will ever bang their head to Bohemian Rhapsody? In the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, where that character's played by Mike Myers. Do you reckon Chris Farley could have done that?
I bet Chris Farley could do that.
That's an annoying
reference.
Chris
Farley was in Wayne's World.
Yeah,
he was too.
Well, then who's playing Chris
Farley's
role?
Mike Myers would be that guy. Myers would be the limo driver who gives him too much information.
So they've swapped.
Mm. Does that mean that Mike Myers is the guy at the bar that sucks in Dirty Work?
Yes.
Yeah, he got. Yeah, Mike Myers is the guy that got his nose bit off.
Yeah.
This is an interesting alternate you.
Would Mike Myers have made a good Beverly Hills Ninja?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. What I keep thinking, if I've seen all of Shrek 3.
Yes.
Shrek 3 is a bad movie.
Yeah.
But I've seen it all. So I know the basic, I know it off by heart.
Shrek the third.
I could say, hey, Shrek, my child. Let daddy do Shrek 3 for you, and I do the movie for my child, and I make it better.
Well, okay, so what do you think, as an 8-year-old, is going to be more appealing? Watching your father do pretty much an interpretive dance that lasts for 100 minutes, or seeing an animated film at a cinema?
Wait,
it's very important that we know. Jackson, what does your Shrek impression sound like?
Donkey! Shrek!
All right.
That's me talking to my child. Let me do... I'm Shrek from the movies. Let me do Shrek 3 for you.
Well, I do imagine that your impression of every character sounds just like that. Mm.
Do Donkey.
I'm Donkey! I'm going to make waffles for breakfast.
If you're stuck in a Groundhog Day, though, you would... get better at the voices.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you've got several hundreds of years
That's
to
Jackson's
practice this.
Self-improvement. He's practicing the voices from Shrek until he can do them kind of.
Well, okay. So what would make a this movie-going experience good for our son Shrek? Say,
yeah,
for
question.
Example... what if we were to, say, smuggle in his favorite dinner of, say, spaghetti and meatballs?
Shrek does love spaghetti and meatballs, that's true.
So we could smuggle that into the cinema. Yeah. They can like eat that. They're having a good time eating spaghetti. If are they the kind of child that if they see us enjoy it, will they then also enjoy it? Could we trick their 8-year-old brain that they actually this is a good film?
Basically,
can we gaslight our son into believing that Shrek the Third actually rocks? Yep.
Also, they are right.
Yeah,
they might
true.
Just like the film.
How good's this movie, Shrek? That's what I'll say, but not that loud in the cinema.
Shut up! That's
not
me.
That angry.
I'm in the cinema too. Hey! Hey, you with a kid called Shrek!
What?
Sit down!
Hey, he hates the movie, and I'm trying to make it good for him.
Well, hey, buddy, I hate you. How about that?
Shrek, stay here. Daddy's got to go fight someone. I'm coming up there!
Oh, you wouldn't. Sit down, you clown.
He's right. Shrek, your dad's a coward.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Shut up and enjoy the movie. Shrek hates his family in this one?
I've taught you a bad lesson, Shrek.
No, Shrek 4 is the one where he like gets rid of his family. Shrek 3, he's just like afraid to be a dad. It's all about just being a middle-aged man, although I guess they're all kind of like about that.
yeah. Shrek goes to he's gonna get Prince Arthur in this one. I don't remember.
Yeah,
the frog guys.
Yeah, that's it. And then like Fiona does a girl boss and gets all the princesses together, and it's not good.
Yeah.
But is there enough there for an 8-year-old to like glom onto and enjoy? Could we hype it up certain sections?
Are you excited for when the Prince Arthur, voiced by Justin Timberlake, comes on the scene? We get our kid loving Justin Timberlake. And if our kid loves
Justin
Timberlake...
We would have to prime them. We would have to like play the songs from the movie in the car on the way there to make sure that like he knows the Led Zeppelin song.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Wait, what time's the screening?
Yeah, great question.
6:30.
P.M.?
6:30? Okay.
Sure.
Well, not 8 a.m. That'll be
fine. It's clarified. I'm going to wake up and get there real quick.
Yeah, it's like late enough in the day that the entire day is sort of about how excited he is about the movie.
Okay.
But like early enough in the day that you have to see the fallout.
All right, I got a great plan. Okay.
Well, Mia. Mia. Sorry, just before your great plan, Zamet. Mia.
Yeah.
Movies in America open on a Friday, right? Was that date we're talking about
usually,
a Friday?
Usually now they'll open at like 6 o'clock on a Thursday evening.
Okay.
So
but in 2007, they probably would have been like I guess 2007, they would have been a midnight screening.
Of Shrek the Third.
Oh, midnight screening of Shrek the Third.
On a, so it's a Thursday night. The entire day your son is so excited for Shrek the Third.
No.
And you have to wait until midnight.
Oh, even easier. Okay, cool. So it's midnight? All right, got perfect plan.
Okay.
8-year olds, right? Can they really? They'll need to nap at some point, right?
True.
We don't make him nap. He's not napping. We're keeping him up. We're keeping him up, awake, busy, tired.
Horns.
We're gonna like we're exhausting this boy with a lot of physical activity and a lot of mental games that we have to play as well or something. Uh-huh. I want this boy tired both physically, emotionally, and mentally, so that by the time that midnight ticks around, I sleep in the armchair of the cinema and we pick him up, take to the car, go home, and hopefully the next day we be like, you saw Shrek and you loved it and never have to think of it again.
The next day we wake up and we got to do it again.
See, now you've kind of made it like a beautiful thing, because now all that you have to do is spend quality time with your son doing whatever you can think of to exhaust yourselves.
Yeah. I was thinking I'd
now it's
hug
great. Like now you get to
him.
Go on hikes, you get to go to the zoo and
play
like
ball.
Beach, and you have to do something fun every day.
But Simon said we had to emotionally exhaust our child, so I'm going to say, Daddy hates you. And then when he starts crying, we'll be like, just kidding.
Daddy hates you. Daddy hates you. Daddy thinks you're scum. You're scum, child.
Just kidding. Daddy's funny. Then I leave the room, come back in. Hey, Shrek? I wasn't kidding. Daddy hates you.
Oh, so you're going to like bounce back and forth between like tough love and like actual hate for your child and just exhaust them through gaslighting.
I'll be so sleepy. And air horns for whenever he starts to fall asleep. What, Dad? Daddy hates you.
Just kidding.
And also, Daddy loves you. You got to confuse him.
Yeah. That's true.
If the movie's at midnight, just go to bed beforehand.
That's true. Hey, I'm just going to have a quick nap before the movie. Never have to say it.
Yeah, wake Daddy up in 3 minutes. Daddy, why did you just wink at me?
Daddy hates you.
Just be like, oh, my son Shrek. All right, it's 11 o'clock. Yeah. Daddy's just going to take a 1 hour and 1 minute nap.
All right.
Here's the air horn.
Wake me up at 12:01 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, if you go to sleep at any point during the Groundhog Day, then you wake up in the next day. Or so then any you nap? Restart the day. So it could be 3 p.m. and you could take a nap and you wake up again.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Easy. You never seen Shrek 3.
Yeah.
That's a great choice. I was going to pick... You all picked times you weren't alive, okay?
I was alive in 2007. How old do you think I am, Jackson?
Me is 13,
Jackson,
right?
The fuck?
Yeah, I'm 13 years old.
Jack! Come on!
But, so I'm going to pick as the worst possible day to get groundhogged.
Yeah.
The day I was born.
Are you...
Start the day...
Do you... Question.
Wait.
Your brain, right? Like, wait, hang on. Are you you?
Are you yourself?
Or are you a baby?
When you went back to the 60s and 30s, you were you, just in a different time period. So I guess I have to be me with my brain as it is.
Yeah.
But in my baby body.
But would you be as
body? No, because when I went back to 2007, I wasn't me in 2007. I was myself now.
So am I an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you're an adult.
You're an adult on the day you were born. So you could go watch yourself be born.
No, I thought you were an adult on the day you were born inside your
mom. Oh, no.
That's what I thought, too. That's why I'm so scared.
No.
Okay.
Start your day in your mom's pussy. That's not a good way to start a day.
Explode out if I'm an adult. Wow, this is never going to be not traumatizing.
I kill my mom every day.
Every day. The doctors are so scared. I can't explain it.
I'm 30, you scream.
I'm 31. It's like not a big deal. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be real tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah, so it would have to be you as you are now, but then I guess whoever is, your mother would be giving birth to baby you at the hospital, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair.
Fair. I was going to mock you for being like, were you born in a hospital? But if I'd said I was born in the woods, you wouldn't be shocked. But I was like, no, I was a bog birth.
My mom didn't know she went into labor and gave birth to me in a bowling alley. That's the Jackson
I came
origin.
Out rolled down strike.
Then the ball machine polished me and I was good to go.
You know why I'm so shiny? Because I was polished when I was less than an hour old. Well, if it's the day I'm born but I'm me, that's cool because I can steal me. But it's not cool because I can't do anything with me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can...
Well, okay. Yeah. You
can
clearly...
fight your dad, I guess, on the day you were born.
You can fight your dad any day.
I need to fight my dad. Hey! That's me! Slam!
Well, I guess, like, if... Because when you envisioned this to be the worst day for you to be groundhog
I was imagining that I was the baby.
Yeah, but you were spending an eternity being in your mom's pussy, then out of your mom's
pussy. Coming out. Because it's like, one, it probably is awesome in the womb. Right? That place probably kicks ass.
Yeah.
And leaving it's going to suck.
Yeah.
So I get to experience that every day.
Hey, yeah. Hey, everyone listening, what's it like to diagnose Jackson with an Oedipal complex in real time?
I don't know.
Also, here's a question.
Cool.
Here's a question. How, like, early in the process do newborn babies fall asleep? Like, after the baby's born, it's going to be crying immediately, but does it then fall asleep, like, an hour later because it's so exhausted?
I get an hour every day.
Are you just going to have to wake up in the womb and then be born and then chill for, like, an hour and be scared and hurt and then be born again.
Because my body is so, like, barely formed. Mm. Well, it's formed.
This bug baby is barely formed.
You know how, like, in taxidermy they make the... pull the frog's arms and legs. You know? That's how Jackson's born.
So I come out splayed. But in that hour, I don't have any strength or any way of communicating to anybody try and improve my...
You have no voice.
How am I staying awake if I realize that's what's happening?
You can't support your neck!
You're also, imagine all the bad jokes you're going to have to hear. Like, they're going to say weird stuff about your weird little head and be like, is this supposed to look like that? And you're going to have to hear it every day.
I did come out possibly really blue, I think. Because I didn't have enough oxygen or something, or really pink. I came out heaps one color. So everybody was saying, what's wrong with this baby?
Jesus Christ.
In the 15 minutes you exist in this time loop, you're in a womb, you're upset as you get pushed through a pussy, you get taken out.
Well, it depends. Also, Jackson, I'm sure you don't know, but it depends on what time of day you were born, because you could have been born at 2 a.m. or you could have been born at 9 p.m., you know?
I think I was born in the early morning, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure I was an early morning baby. But yeah,
You could chill like in the world with everyone for a while as long as you don't fall asleep.
Well, that's true. At what point do you kick in, right? Because it's when you wake up that day.
Yeah.
So as a
it's when you wake up that day.
So as a baby, how long are you awake in the womb before
I mean, I'm awake in the womb, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know how babies work in the womb.
I'm awake in the womb.
Yeah, but for how long?
You are awake in the womb, but he's asking, like, are you awake? What if you were awake for, like,
13 hours?
13 hours in the womb?
No, genuinely.
No,
like,
Jackson is saying that he wants to be in the womb, though. So that sounds great.
Seems cool in there.
Good
Why?
Good point. I don't know. Babies seem to love it.
He's got that Oedipal complex.
Babies you've spoken to about.
Yeah. How long are you awake in the womb for, dude?
I don't know. I guess the moment I wake up that morning. God.
Yeah.
The first time I wake up in that 12-hour period is when I kick in.
Yeah.
And then I got to wait a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
It was early. Well, I don't know if babies are following a regular clock, if they're awake, you know, in the morning or whatever. I don't know if that's what I would wake up.
Because I'm assuming there's contractions, right? Would that wake up a baby? It's great how little we fucking know right now.
Flipped around. And then I come out. Can I talk?
No.
He's like, no, but I know how to talk.
You're a baby. Yeah, you know how to talk. You don't have the muscles for it.
No, you can't hold your neck up, dude. You have no kneecaps.
But I got a vocal cords. I'm crying.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You can cry.
If we say yes, you can talk, what are you saying?
Well, I can explain the situation.
Ah, yes, Mrs. Bailey, you gave birth to a demon bog child.
I know I look at one specific color, I forget which, possibly pink.
I was breathing, I promise.
Well, what do you mean you were too pink? Surely it was blue.
I don't know, too pink or too blue or something? I was some color.
Jackson,
maybe it was my brother, I don't know.
Right? Even if your body isn't ready for you to talk, if you're in a time loop, right, and you get drunk... then you really are drunk. Or if you get high, then you really are high.
Yeah.
So if you're in a time loop and you're a baby, then you really do have like a baby-sized brain that can't hold all the information that you know.
You have no wrinkles.
Eventually, you would just forget all of your life and who you are, and you would just be the baby.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah. It's great news that if you get drunk or you get high, it sticks. So that means when I smoke 200 cigarettes.
You feel it.
I'll be healthier than ever.
Well, if I've just become a baby, then, I mean, a bummer, but like...
You get to live your dream of being in the womb again.
Yeah.
Like...
For some reason.
And I guess you really can't do much to impact the world, so...
Not as a baby, no. Not as a baby who is just a baby. So I guess every morning I realize I am a 31-year-old man in a baby's body, but then every night I forget.
I think that you would just have a vague recollection of at one point in your life having eaten a saltine or like an energy drink or something like that, but you wouldn't know who or what you are.
All I remember is Monster Energy Drink.
Yeah.
That's all my baby brain can conjure.
But yeah, what breaks the loop? Does anything break the loop?
I don't think I have an opportunity to break the
loop. That's what I mean. Like, you'll just keep doing this over and over and over and over again. And yeah, it's like me, you're saying, it just kind of like those memories become further and further back because your smooth baby brain takes over. Mm-hmm. And then it's suddenly you just have a little bit of cognizance of like waking up somewhere, I guess, warm and dark, and then crying a lot, and then sleeping, and then.
Well. So, a lot of the time in these movies, like, they don't really know why the loop is broken. I watched a lot of time loop movies before I read this movie.
Why were you watching a lot of time loop movies, Mia?
Mia, what, for what reason?
Oh, because I'm making a time loop movie, because I had to, like, make a time loop movie.
If I wanted to help fund that, where would I, like, what would I do?
Oh, it's on Indiegogo. You can just Google again movie Indiegogo, and you'll find it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never seen a movie where, like, if you broke out of the time loop, right, and you went into the next day, you would still be a one-day-old baby. You would just be baby Jackson. So you'd have a chance to relive your entire life with the knowledge potentially that you have now. This could be an okay day.
But we were saying that my baby brain takes over and I forget being me now.
Yeah.
So does that mean that?
But I wonder if as your body gets like more cognizance, would you eventually remember everything?
Or do I overwrite what was there once before?
Learning how to use a spoon overwrites your childhood best friend.
My memory of all my relationships at the moment. But now I can eat soup better.
Hey!
So yeah, that's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, I honestly think out of all of them we went through, Jackson's definitely sounds the worst.
Yeah. That's sort of like a living hell.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Except for you, because you knew it was worse, but then you picked one that featured something you wanted to do, which was be in your mother's womb, which again is fucked up.
I just said that babies seem to enjoy
it's
it.
It's like for anybody but Jackson to have to do that, it would not be good.
Yeah. Like, it's nice that, like, you know, I've gone for something that's kind of frustrating. JD went for something that's like nothing is happening. Mm. Mia, you were like, oh, God, I got to, like, you know, not disappoint this child, but also at the same time, got to watch Shrek 3. And Jackson wants to be inside his mother.
Mine,
you know,
it's
fun. It's interesting. It's interesting the way, you know, what we would consider.
It is also funny that I was thinking about, like, oh, what if I had a son that I had to take care of? And Jackson's like, yeah, I want to be inside my mom's world.
What if I was the son?
Yeah.
It really says a lot about us, I think.
Well,
I think so.
Not much about anyone except Jackson, where it speaks volumes, really.
I don't know, babies just seem annoyed when they got to get out of there.
You're not helping your own case. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And I've been Mia.
And Mia, we're hearing a lot about this film.
Again.
Yeah, it's coming up again. Yeah, apparently there's an Indiegogo campaign for it currently. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm making a movie this summer. I'm
super duper
excited about it. It's written and directed and produced and starring trans women in a sci-fi movie. And I think that is very cool, if I can say that.
Hey, is there any kind of thing you could talk about the plot, like a bit of a sizzle for?
No, I can't say anything about any of that stuff.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, time loops plus lesbians plus like depression and you know, post-COVID feelings, and it's all those things. And you can check us out on Indiegogo. Just check out the show notes or Google Indiegogo again film and you'll find it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And this episode actually ties directly into that, because obviously this was a time loop episode and Jackson's answer gave all of us depression.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mia, and everyone should go fund your movie.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Anytime.
You're fucked, Jackson.
You're fucked up, dude.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.